This is KRDO's weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. The latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
Good morning. It's Friday, September 20th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO Business Cast. In your headlines, Restaurant Week is coming to Colorado Springs, and a marijuana excise tax will fund athletic scholarships. And to your top stories from the Colorado Springs Business Journal, a nice boost for local restaurants. Locals and visitors can savor discounted multi-course menus at more than 60 eateries during Pikes Peak Restaurant Week, which happens Friday, September 27th through Sunday, October 6th. Restaurant Week aims to raise awareness of Colorado Springs' expanding food and beverage scene, enticing locals and those along the Front Range to try something new. Visit Colorado Springs and the Colorado Restaurant Association's Pikes Peak chapter have partnered for the very first time to launch this annual event. The Business Journal and Colorado Springs Independent are sponsors. Restaurants around the Pikes Peak region will offer multi-course menus at one of three tiers, $15, $30, or $45 per person. And in Pueblo County, they're going to use money from the marijuana excise tax to fund athletic scholarships at CSU Pueblo. County commissioners will give the school $20,000 towards scholarships this year and say they hope to do more in the future. The county currently uses 50% of its marijuana excise tax money for scholarships, and the other 50% goes towards infrastructure projects. In Denver, city leaders there are making their case to raise the minimum wage. The proposed ordinance from Mayor Michael Hancock and Councilwoman Robin Kanish calls for a 30% increase over the next 2 years.
This will mean a raise for Denver workers to $13.80 on January 1 and $15.87 on January 1, 2021.
And after that, any raises to the minimum wage would be tied to the Consumer Price Index. Mayor Hancock says the change would help about 100,000 workers living in Denver. In stocks news, Airbnb is going public. The home rentals giant confirms in a statement that it expects to become a publicly traded company sometime next year, though no other details are being released on Airbnb's initial public offering. The company did announce this week that it took in substantially more than $1 billion in revenue so far in 2019. The host and guest network has more than 7 million listings in over 100,000 cities. On to the markets now. Stocks have opened slightly higher on Wall Street. Investors remain upbeat as trade negotiators for the U.S. and China sit down for their first face-to-face trade talks in nearly 2 months. The Fed's cut in interest rates this week is also giving markets a boost. At the opening bell, Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all are trading higher. And oil prices are on their way to the biggest one-week gains in months. International benchmark Brent crude is up 28 cents a barrel to $64.88, and West Texas Intermediate crude is up 47 cents to $58.60. Prices are on track to gain more than 7% this week. Last week's attack on a huge Saudi supply hub cut the kingdom's production by more than half. And in tech news, the worldwide launch of the new iPhone 11 is underway. The first owners of the phones that launch today are the hardcore fans who stayed up all night outside Apple stores in Australia and Singapore. They got rounds of applause from store employees and the satisfaction of knowing they got theirs first. The iPhone 11 goes for $699, while the iPhone 11 Pro costs $999, and the top-of-the-line iPhone 11 Pro Max is a hefty $1,099. And Impossible Burger, the meat substitute made from plants, is now available in select California grocery stores. It's been on the menu at a number of fast food restaurants, but starting today, it's being sold at Gelson's Markets. A 12-ounce package will set you back about $9. The faux burger maker hopes to have its product in stores around the country by 2020. And that's your KRDO Weekly Business Cast for September 20th. I'm Ted Robertson. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your Weekly Business Cast only on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's Weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.